Hello.
Hi, this is Nikki from Local Stash. Am I speaking with Simon?
Yes.
Hi, Simon. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Sounds good. Sounds great. I'm actually calling with regards to your scheduled line interview, and the call will take around 40 to 45 minutes. Is now still a good time? Sounds great. So this call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. But first of all, Simon, I want to thank you for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. So goal for today's interview is to collect key insight about your business, your services, differentiators, and goals so our team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first, I will verify your business details. Second, we will define the real revenue opportunities, the services and keywords that matter. And lastly, I will explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together. And if ever you have any questions or clarifications, please do not hesitate to call me up and ask me because I want to make sure that we will be able to set up your account perfectly with me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I see here, Simon, that you already received the terms and conditions. Did you have a chance to review your terms and conditions?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Do you want me to walk you through, or do you want to check your email and read all through that later? What do you prefer?
I'll do that later.
Okay. So we sent it through the email that is a local slash initial invoice. And I see that you haven't set up your security question with John. So let's go ahead and set up your security question. This question is for your protection. So anytime you call in to request any major changes to your account, our client services team may ask you for the security question. So the choices available are your mother's maiden name, the city you were born, or your first pet's name. So which one would you like to use?
My mother's maiden name.
And that would be?
NAJJAR.
That's NAJJAR. J as in jar, right?
Yeah, J as in jar, right, Najar.
Okay. All right, let me just go ahead and have that. NAJJAR. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for this. So now I'm going to go ahead and proceed with verifying your business details to ensure accuracy. So if you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know so I can make those corrections, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I have it here. Your business name is called Mr. Fix It Inc.
That's correct.
And the address that I have on here, that's 31 Shore Road, Wellesley, Massachusetts, 02482.
That's correct.
All right. And is this a home address or an office location?
It's a home address.
Home address. I see. Are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
Yes, I do.
Amazing. Will you be able to read to me your business license number and the expiration date? Just let me know if it's not handy. Is it handy?
Hold on. Hello?
Hello, yep.
License number, I think it's CSFA 106766.
I got CSFA106766. Do you have the expiration date?
2/19/29.
2/19/29. Thank you so much for this, Simon. And I'm noting here that you are both licensed, insured, and have a business registration. All right. And are you open to publicly displaying your home address? Google have a reward to verify the addresses with better local rankings. Or do you want to hide your address?
Hide it.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and hide it for you. But I just want to make sure, can you receive mail at this address?
Yep.
Okay. And later in the call, Simon, I will be providing you with a call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with Local Splash, can we still reach you on the primary phone number 617-851-6910?
Yes.
Okay, and I just want to make sure that I got your correct email address. That's mrfixitshh@gmail.com.
That's correct.
All right. And I see that you already have an existing website, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm actually pulling it up right now. I just want to make sure that I get your correct domain name. So that is MrFixItMetroWest.com. MrFixItMetroWest.com. Okay. And that leads me to my next question for you, Simon. Would you like us to go ahead and promote your website as is? Or do you want us to create a new design that can maximize your book jobs? Want to promote it as is?
Or what? What's the other option?
Yep. Would you like us to promote your website as is or create a new design that can maximize
your book jobs? No, as is. Fine.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and promote your website as is. All right, not a problem. And now let's go ahead and set up your call tracking number. So your call tracking is included in your strategy. This is included in your package to follow Google's best practices for growth. So we provide a unique local number that redirects instantly to your main line, so your daily workflow stays exactly the same. So these tools, Simon, tracks every lead and filters out spam, giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving your revenue. You can easily access these call reports directly in the Local Splash app using your primary phone number as your username. So let me just pull up the phone number that my team set up for you. Let me know, Simon, if you're okay with this phone number so we can finalize. Okay?
Okay.
So they got you the number 617-553-3385. Are you okay with this call tracking number?
What am I doing with that number?
Okay, so this phone number, Simon, this will be the phone number that we will be promoting you for your marketing campaign. Yes, this is endorsed by Google itself. So what we're going to do, your clients will be calling you through this number, but all the calls will still go directly to your number that ends with 6910. The reason why we highly recommend you to call tracking is because you will be able to track your leads on your dashboard or through your Local Splash app, and these number will help you filter out spam calls.
Okay, so it's 617-553. What's the other four digits?
3385.
6385.
Oh, that's 3385.
33.
Yes. Yes.
3385. So 617-553-3385.
Yes, correct. You will also receive an email and text message with regards to this phone number, okay? After we end this call, Simon, I will do a test call to this call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine, okay?
Okay.
And since we will be promoting your website as is, to maximize your return on investment, you need to update your website to display your new tracking number, keeping your listings and online presence in sync, okay?
Oh, I don't know. I can't do that. I don't know. I'm not too tech savvy.
That's okay. Do you remember anyone who created your website for you?
Yeah.
Yep. Yes. You can actually ask them to update your website with a tracking number.
With the tracking number. Okay.
Yes. All right. Sounds good. And also, Simon, would you like to elevate your customer's first impression of your business with a professional voice reading? We do have a one-time fee of $19, and we'll record and implement a brand-quality greeting on your calls. You can request updates to your greeting at any time. So before you hear a ring on your end, your potential customers will hear this. Hi, thanks for calling Mr. Fixit Inc. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer, or press 2 if you are an existing customer. So the $19 one-time payment would be for the professional recording. You can choose between a female voice or a male voice. We can use the sample provided, or if you would like to have your own message to be recorded, then our team can record it for you. Are you interested in adding this to your subscription?
So one time fee a year, or
one time fee, just only one time fee.
Okay, for $19.
Yeah, $19.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead and add it.
All right. Do you want to do a female voice or a male voice?
Do I want a female voice?
Okay, let's do female voice. It sounds like a secretary. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. And are you familiar with Google Workspace, or have you heard of Google Workspace?
Google Workspace?
Yes.
No. What is a Google Workspace?
Okay. So I will let you know what is a Google Workspace, since you already have an existing domain name. Okay. So the Google Workspace, Simon, allows you to run your professional email, calendar, and documents in your own domain. So you already have a domain name that is MrFixitMetroWest.com, and the Google Workspace, you can have an email that would match your domain for instant readability. For example, you can have an email that says Simon@MrFixitMetroWest.com or info@MrFixitMetroWest.com or office@MrFixitMetroWest.com. So that would build the meta trust through prospects and enables your team to stay organized with cloud storage, secure file sharing, and collaborative tools. We do have a starting price of $19 per month per username. Is that a step that you would like to add to your growth toolkit?
I'm okay. Let's keep it.
Gotcha. Yep. Not a problem. If ever you want to add it soon, or if you'd be interested, you can always give us a call anytime. Okay?
All right.
So now we are going to identify your most valuable service keywords. So these are the terms that will connect you with a deal clients looking to hire now. So my research here, I just want to clarify that you do provide handyman services or remodeling services.
Yeah, remodeling services.
Remodeling services. Okay. So what is the number one? Mm-hmm. That's okay. We can add both, but I just want to make sure what is your top service. Like, what is the number one service that you want to win? Like, which services are most profitable and which jobs do you want more of?
Remodeling.
Okay. Do you want it to be found first with the keyword remodeling services or remodeler?
Yep.
Okay. Sounds good. Or how about, let me check, I'm helping with the keywords, or do you want to do remodeling contractor?
Yeah, that too.
Okay. Well, anyways, Simon, I have pulled up the top performing industry keywords for you under remodeling contractor. I'm going to go ahead and read you the keywords, then let me know if you want me to take out anything from the list or if you want to add more.
Okay.
So I got it here for you. Remodeling contractor. Oh, let me just go ahead and change it here. Okay. So we do have remodeling contractor, remodeler, kitchen remodeling, bathroom remodeling, home remodeling, basement remodeling, remodeling company, room additions, home renovations, remodeling services, residential remodeler, commercial remodeling contractor, kitchen remodel contractor, bathroom remodel contractor.
No commercial.
No commercial. Okay, let me take it out. Only residential. Okay.
Yeah.
How about a basement renovation services, whole home remodeling, home addition contractor, interior remodeling services, exterior remodeling services, and remodeling design services. Are you okay with all those keywords?
Yes.
Okay. And you mentioned about you also do handyman services, right?
Yeah.
Okay. For the handyman services, are we going to add handyman contractor and home repair services?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to add handyman contractor, handyman services, and home repair services. Do you have any other keywords related to your business that I have not mentioned that you would like to add?
Let me see. Painting?
Okay, good. Painting services. Exterior and interior painting?
Yeah, exterior and interior.
Gotcha. Let me add it here. What else?
Custom woodworking.
Gotcha. That's a good keyword. Custom woodworking. What else?
Deck rebuilding.
Okay. Deck building. Mhm.
Yeah. Deck building and let's see. What else? Okay, I'll have to think about it some more. Maybe we could add more. How many more can I add?
Anyways, I will send you an email with all these keywords that we just went over. So if you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list or if you want to add more, just reply to the email so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay?
Okay.
So maybe you can add 5 more to those keywords. All right. Okay, we do have a good keywords here. And now, just a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. So my question for you, Simon, is, can you tell me anything unique about your business or anything that sets you apart from your competitors?
Well, I've been in the business for 30 years.
30 years?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I am I provide quality jobs.
Mhm.
And professional.
Gotcha. All right. Do we have a good description to start? So you, when you mentioned about the 30 years, is that when the business started or 30 years of experience? Do you have more than 30 years of experience?
We have more than 30 years of experience.
Okay. Like how many years of experience do you have?
Close to 40.
Oh, wow. Okay, so how about this, Simon? I'm going to note it here. You do have 40 years of experience, and the business started around, was it 2000? Oh, not 2000. It should be around 1992 or 1996. Mm-hmm. Let me do the math.
I don't know.
Business,
yeah, I guess started in the late 90s.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if it's like 30 years ago, I'm going to try to have that here. That should be 1996. So I'll note it in that way, okay? Okay.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yep. You have your business established for quite a long time. That is good to know. And I may add, do you offer free estimates?
Free estimates.
Okay. And is this a family-owned business?
Yes.
Okay. Is this locally owned and operated?
Yeah.
Sounds good. And do you have a mission statement? Let me check your website. Okay. All right. Do you have a mission statement? Or do you want to hear a few samples that I prepared for you?
Okay.
Okay, so I got it here, Simon. At Mr. Fix It, Inc., we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. We also have here at Mr. Fix It, Inc., we strive for honesty and fairness in our relationships with our customers. And the last one that we have is at Mr. Fix-It Inc., we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. So, do you like anything from my list?
I said you wanted them to work for me.
Okay, so I think the one that suits well is the first one. It says, at Mr. Fix-It Inc., we strive to be a company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services.
That sounds okay. Good.
Yep, and do you have a tagline or slogan?
Do I have a tagline or slogan? No.
Okay, yep, I'll actually check in your website if you do have one. And if you want to personalize your tagline, just let us know, okay? If there's anything that pops in mind. Okay, let me just have that.
Do you have a suggestion?
Let me try. I can help you with some suggestion, but it should be under handyman services. Let me pull it up for you, okay? So we do, under rent remodeling services. This is your main service, so that is what I wanted to offer to you. Okay, these are the few taglines that we have under remodeling contractor. So we have quality craftsmanship you can count on, or turning your vision into reality, or we have where experience meets excellence. We also have reimagine your space. We have design, build, transform. And the last one is inspired renovations, beautiful results. Oh, we had the last one, from outdated to outstanding.
What is that last one?
The last one? From from outdated to outstanding.
Well, from outdated to outstanding.
Yep, outstanding. Do you like any from those samples?
No. Quality, you have quality and... What is it? What is the quality?
Okay, we do have quality craftsmanship you can count on.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Gotcha. Let's have this as a tagline. And you mentioned earlier that you've been in the business since 1996 with 40 years of experience. And how many people work with your company?
Well, depend on the project, but 33 people.
We have 33 people.
Three
people.
Only
three. Gotcha. We have three people here, and you only work with residential, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and I just want to confirm, Simon, that I got here your correct hours of operation. So it says from Monday through Fridays, you do 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. On Saturdays and Sundays, you do by appointment.
Yeah.
Okay. And what types of payment do you accept?
Checks, usually check or cash.
Mm-hmm. You do checks and cash. All right. Let me just do here, checks and cash. All right. And let me see. So now that we have your business information, you do have two options. So the first option is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from tap channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost. And that is the best option that we offer. The second option is we can list your company on an expanded set of 100-plus directories, but I don't recommend you that option because blanketing 100 of directories can open you to spam calls and wasted time. You will appear everywhere, but not always to the right audience. So, which option do you prefer?
The first option. You recommend it, right?
Yes, we highly recommend the first option. So let's work with that then. And now, Simon, let's cover your Google Business Profile, your key asset for booking high-value jobs. So, yep, I see it here that your business is located in Wellesley, Massachusetts. So for this, Simon, which service areas or specific cities or zip codes would you like to dominate? But then again, I would love to give my suggestion because I wanted you to have a better ranking on your Google Business profile. And for you to have a better ranking, it is very helpful if we focus on a maximum of 5 cities or 5 zip codes that is under 2 hours driving distance of your base. Do you think we could work on that?
No, you don't go to them. Usually within 10 miles or so, 10 to 15 miles.
Okay. You want to do 10 to 15 miles.
That's correct.
Okay. But actually, Simon, we really wanted to make sure that you have a better ranking for, and your Google Business profile will be optimized well. And for now, we really highly suggest that we focus on specific cities or zip codes or counties.
Okay.
Do you think we could work on that?
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's work on that.
Okay. Can you provide, what do you want to do, cities or zip codes or counties?
Towns.
You want to do counties?
No, the city and zip code. Yeah, city,
okay.
Cities, yeah.
Okay, let's do cities here. Can you provide me your target cities?
Yeah, well, Wellesley.
Mm-hmm. We will add here the Wellesley.
Mm-hmm. We could do Needham.
Okay, Needham.
Needham. Mm-hmm. Needham, N-E-E.
D-H-A-M. Gotcha.
Okay, I could do Natick.
Okay, got N-A. It here. Mm-hmm. N-A-T-I-C-K.
Yeah.
Got it.
I could do Newton.
Okay, that's Newton.
Yeah, N-E-W-T-O-N.
Okay, N-E-W-T-O-N, got it here.
Yeah, we could do Weston, W-E-S-T-O-N.
Mhm. And we have here. Okay, we got 5 now.
Now how many do you do?
We only suggest for 5. Are you gonna? How many cities do you want to target?
Well, whatever I'm allowed. So if I could get more, I'll do more.
Okay, so let me just check it here right real quick. We do have here, okay, Needham. We have Needham. We have Wellesley. We have Natick. We have Weston. We have Newton. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You can add, let's see, 5 more.
We could do Westwood.
Okay, got it here. What else?
Norwood.
Okay, Norwood. What's next?
We can do Westwood, Norwood, and Wayland.
Okay, Wayland. What else? 2 more.
Sudbury.
Sudbury. Okay, what's the last one?
We could do... Metro.
Oh, I'm sorry, what's the last one?
Metro. Yeah, Metro or Wapo.
Okay. But, oh, we can add the Medfield here. So that's the last one, okay? So I got here, Simon. We had Needham, Wellesley, Natick, Weston, Newton, Westwood, Norwood, Wayland, Sudbury, and we have Medfield. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So we have 10. Okay, let's work with this. And that leads me to my next question for you. Do you know if you have a Google Business profile?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So you do have an existing Google Business profile.
Yeah.
Let me go ahead and pull it up. Oh, yeah, you do have an existing Google Business profile. You do have 2 Google Business profile, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, Simon, having 2 Google Business profiles is not helpful. When Google will check that you do have 2 existing Google Business profile, they will suspend the other one. So let me just check it here. The other one doesn't have any reviews, so you can maybe work with the Google Business profile that has reviews. So let me check. Let me just see it here real quick. Okay. Do you have access to your Google Business profile?
Not right now.
Okay, but if I'll be sending you an email on how to add as manager to your Google Business profile, will you be able to do it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I do it as a manager?
Yep, add us as manager so we can optimize your Google Business profile. Would that work?
All right, hold on. Give me a few minutes. I should be able to.
All right, I can walk you through just to make sure.
Yeah, that'd be easier. Give me a minute. I can just turn on the computer.
Okay, yep, just take your time.
Are you out of California? Where are you now?
Yeah, we're operating here in California. We do Pacific. You are in Massachusetts, so you should be.
Where's profile?
Okay. Let me know if you are on your Google Business profile so I can walk you through.
Google account. Now, how do I find my Google Business profile?
Okay. How about this?
Google Business Profile Manager. Yeah, I have it. So which one do we want to eliminate?
Okay, so how about the one that doesn't have any reviews? So how about don't eliminate any for now? I will have our team work for that, okay?
Okay.
So let me see. Can you go to you're already on the Google Business Profile. Did you see profile?
Two businesses created, preview, support, setting, T-Profile, yeah.
Yep, can you tap on T-Profile?
Verified, okay. I don't know which one, but okay.
Okay, the one that is, are both verified?
Yeah, they're both verified.
Okay, can you tap the other one? Let's check if that is the Google Business Profile that has reviews. You will see if it has reviews.
It said Natick, Newton, 14 other towns, your profile.
Okay, edit profile. Did you see profile strength and there's three dots?
Oh, wait a minute. Did I see what?
Did you see profile strength with three dots beside profile strength?
Edit profile, read profile. Read reviews?
Yes. And
you have no reviews. Okay.
Yes. On
this
the upper part.
I opened the one without any review. Let me open the one with reviews.
Okay. Your profile.
Yeah. Okay. I see the one with preview. Yep.
Gotcha.
No.
And you are on the page that says edit profile, read reviews, photos, posts, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Did you see profile strength? And there's three dots beside profile strength.
Profile what?
Can you see a word profile strength that is beside your business on Google and there's three dots?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you tap on the three dots?
Okay.
And you should
business
see
profile setting, notification.
Correct. Can
add
you tap
no
on
business
profile settings?
First one here.
Okay.
People access advanced setting, remove business profile, LinkedIn.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tap on people and access?
People and access, okay.
Yes. All right. And there's an add button, right? So.
Yeah.
And you tap on add button, and it should route you to the email address box that says, there's a box that says email address, right? And yeah. On that box, I'm going to read to you the local splash listing number. Are you ready?
So I type it in an email address?
Yes, type in on the email address box.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so type in 552.
554-554-6200.
Yes.
Local slash listing.
Gotcha.
Business profile group.
And you should add this as manager.
So as manager, invite.
Yes. And I will check it here.
Invalid email address.
Oh, that's okay. When it pops up with a local splash listing, as long as you add us, then that would go through.
But it said here, invalid email address. Try again.
Okay. Can we try it again on the box?
All right. Let's try it. 552.
Yeah. That's 552-554-6200 and tap on the local splash listings when it pops up.
552-554-6200.
Yes, correct.
Okay, didn't pop up this time.
That's weird. Okay, but it popped up earlier.
552. Okay, repeat that number again. 552.
552-554-6200.
6200. Didn't pop up.
Okay, can we try again? Can we go backward?
Okay, let's try open that up again.
Yes.
Okay.
Because it already popped up earlier, so maybe there's just system glitches.
Okay. 552-554-6200. Is that correct?
Yes.
Now I can add. Okay. It added you.
Gotcha. Let me just go ahead here and check if we successfully receive it. You will actually receive a pending notification. And get it here. Thank you so much for that. All right, so I will let our Google team know that you already successfully added us as manager to your Google Business Profile, okay?
Okay.
All right. And I see it here, Simon. I think John sent you an email that says, action needed, pictures needed for Google verification, correct? So we do understand that your Google Business Profile is already up and running and verified, but it is very helpful, Simon, if we have these on file, so in case we need to do something with Google, we can work on it right away. So we sent you an email that says, action needed, pictures needed for Google verification, so please provide us pictures of the following as soon as possible. Whatever is available, just send it to us, like tools or equipment, pictures of tools or equipment, work vehicle with license plate, your business license number, your business license or insurance, your business card, business registration, invoice, and workplace. So to provide us with the required documents, you can either reply directly to the email or fill out the form included in the email, and we will be following up with Google and let you know if anything else is needed, okay?
Okay.
All right. And also, Simon, one growth feature that we offer is the weekly Google profile post to keep you front and center in local search. You will be able to preview and update this anytime in your dashboard. So, would you like us to activate this for your business with no extra cost?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Yes. So there's one growth feature that we offer for the Google Business Profile. So we do weekly posts for Google Business Profile to keep you center and front in local search. And the good thing about this, Simon, is if you don't like what we do on a weekly basis, you can always edit or delete it through your dashboard. So would you like us to activate this for your Google Business profile for no extra cost?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds good. And do you have Yelp? Let's talk about Yelp. Do you have Yelp page?
I do.
Okay, if you do have Yelp page, we advise you keep managing your current reviews and content directly, but if you would like it to be optimized, we will need admin access. Would you like our team to optimize your Yelp profile for a better lead flow?
No, I'm going to be canceling it soon.
Gotcha. All right, not a problem. You want to skip Yelp?
Yeah, right now, no, you know, I have Angie's profile if you want to link to that.
Okay, for now, we actually don't work with the Angie's or optimized Angie's. But anyways,
okay,
if we do that soon, maybe we'll let you know, okay? And
okay,
let's talk about your Facebook business page. Do you currently have a business Facebook page?
No, I don't.
Okay. If you actually, having a Facebook business page is a required first step for Facebook ads and foundational digital marketing. You just need to set up your basic page, just add the business name and a category, and we will send easy instructions to make it easy for you. Okay, let me just check here. Will you be able to create just a basic Facebook page?
I'm not very tech savvy, so I don't want to deal with a lot of tech stuff.
So you don't want it to do Facebook?
Is it free? Can you do it? Or do I have to do it?
Actually, we highly suggest that you do it yourself for you to have full ownership, because you need to create the basic Facebook page from your personal Facebook. Do you have a personal Facebook?
I don't.
Okay, so you, we can't actually create a Facebook page without a personal Facebook. So, you want to skip Facebook for now?
Yeah, skip it for now.
Okay, well, anyways, if you do want to have a Facebook page and if you want us to optimize and you are done creating your Facebook page, let us know, okay?
Okay.
All right, just skip it for now. So you don't have personal Facebook and Facebook page. All right. But then again, if you want to give it a try one day, just let us know, okay?
Okay.
All right. And also, Simon, I do see that you don't have Google Ads in your subscription. Will Google Ads allow you to dominate page search results, putting your business at the top of Google, exactly when and where prospects look for your services? So you only pay for true demand when someone clicks. Investing here can quickly accelerate book jobs and revenue. If you'd be interested in getting it started one day, we do have a $300 campaign to maximize results, and you can always add this anytime, okay?
No, I'm all set. I don't want it.
Gotcha. Not a problem. And our team is available Monday through Friday. That is 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. Is there a specific day or window that works best for you for check-ins? Or shall we reach out as needed? Like, can we call you anytime if we have concerns?
Yeah, you can call me anytime.
All right. And do you have a logo?
I think it is on my website.
On your website. Let me check. On your website, I don't see any logo. Only your name. Is this your logo, like your business name, the Mixer, Mr. Fix-It?
Yeah.
Or do you want us to create a logo for you for no extra cost?
Sure.
Okay, so we can create a branded logo for you, Simon. Not a problem, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I'll note it to you that you don't have a logo, and we will create a logo for you. All right. And you will see several important emails from us soon. First, review your keywords list, the one that we just discussed earlier, Simon, and let us know if you want to add or adjust. Just reply to the message. And if you have photos, videos, send them directly or upload them to your dashboard or app. We use only high-quality, copyright-safe images. So if your submissions are low resolution, we will add industry stock photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. So, do you approve of the use of stock photos or AI-generated images?
I'll follow photos.
Do you have a lot of photos?
I do.
Okay. And since you do have a lot of photos, is it okay for you for us to use AI stock, AI-generated images or stock photos, or do you want us to strictly use your photos?
You could use AI-generated photo.
Gotcha. All right. That sounds great. Those are only like placeholders that you can change anytime, okay?
Okay.
All right. And let me check it here. Your client dashboard login, which you should have already received, can be used to track calls, leads, search visibility, and company progress from anywhere on any device. And let's talk about the time frame and what to expect. So your online campaign will launch in phases. Your ads will be live in 7 to 14 days, depending on documentation needed. Your directories and Google Business Profile will be optimized in parallel. So you should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. So please check your dashboard for real-time updates. This new growth is monitored daily, and we will meet regularly to review and refine the strategy. And as your business becomes more visible, you may get calls, even text from scammers or competitors claiming to work for Google or offering necessary services for a fee. So if ever you're in doubt, forward those to us immediately and never pay for additional listings or services unless it's directly to your local Splash, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. And to confirm, do we have your authorization to process the one-time fee of $19? And the one for the female voice artist and charge the card that we haven't filed today?
Okay.
Okay. And of course, Simon, we want to schedule your first campaign review in 3 weeks to go over your early results and next steps. So what day and time would work best for you so I can send you a calendar invite as a reminder? So I'm going to check my calendar real quick. In 3 weeks, that's going to be the same day, Wednesday. Are you okay with the 29th of April, or do you have any other day that you would like to schedule?
So the 29th of April, about this time, is good.
Gotcha. I'm going to go ahead and have 29th of April, the same time, and I'm going to add you to the calendar invite so you will receive a reminder when we will call, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. And as I have mentioned earlier, Simon, I will do a test call to your call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine. It's good to see if you'll be able to answer your first call on your tracking number, but please note that that call will show up as a lead in your dashboard. However, since I'm not actually a real prospective customer for you, it will display as a not valid lead, but you will still be able to review and play it, okay?
Okay.
All right, and this wraps up on onboarding. Thank you so much for investing your time. Your engagement sets you up for meaningful growth with Local Splash. But do you have any questions or concerns that I can help you out?
No, I think I'm all set for now.
Okay. And also, Simon, in 5 to 7 days, please review the information submitted via email and SMS. If anything is not accurate or needs updating, please reach out right away and we will adjust it. Our support line is 877-635-625. We are open from 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific, that is Monday through Friday. We are also available by email, SMS, or chat. So
you
please
want to tell me what your support line is? 877?
877-635-6225.
Okay.
Okay, did you get it?
Okay. Yeah, I got it.
Okay. And feel free to call us back if you're here to help, okay? And if we can answer right away, we will return your call the same day or by the next business day.
So if I call this number, I'm going to get an AI answer machine or somebody is going to answer?
Somebody will answer you.
Somebody will answer.
Yes. Just call the 877-635.
I'm not going to get frustrated and going back and forth with an AI machine, am I?
Oh, you're not going to talk with AI. You will talk with a live person. Just call from 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific.
Okay.
All right. And please watch your emails and text for status updates and expect a follow-up call in a few weeks to review campaign momentum and opportunities. Thank you again, Simon, for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. We look forward in helping you take the lead in your market. But then again, before I let you go, is there anything else that I can assist you?
I'm all set. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time, Simon. Enjoy the rest of the day and take care. Bye-bye for now.